Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Travel agencies are back offline with a bottle of wine.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Travel agencies have reinvented themselves once again. Once believed to be lost to online and direct bookings, travel agencies have morphed into a new breed of vacation planners, upscale meeting places which might host corporate happy hours or wedding receptions. Let's find out about this new type of travel agency from Scott McCartney, the middle seat columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Scott, travel agencies had to refashion themselves to stay relevant. Could you describe how they've done it?
From 1997 to 2012, half of the retail travel agency locations disappeared. To cut costs, travel agencies really pulled back to office buildings, to cheaper space, and took their bookings online like everybody else. But some have started to question that and say, you know, they really need to be visible to consumers, and so to do that, you really need to have retail locations to be in shopping malls or particularly high-end retail centers. Luxury travel, I think, is relying more and more on travel advisors. And so with all that, a fellow in Austin, Texas, Keith Walden, decided to come up with a new concept, a downtown coffee bar, wine bar, meeting space that's rented out for corporate happy hours or wedding receptions or all kinds of different things. Yet it's really a travel agency. You don't necessarily know that, but 80% of their revenue comes from selling travel.
And this is basically for the luxury traveler?
It is. Their average trip is about $10,000. So, you know, it's the European vacation where you're going to book boutique hotels and things like that or high-end cruises. They do all kinds of stuff. For some clients, they book their business travel. But by and large, it is a luxury travel agency.
And there are other different models of this new breed of travel agency, aren't there?
Yeah, so Liberty Travel, once one of the large retail locations and still one of the larger leisure travel agencies, went very much online with their travel, and now they've opened a kiosk in a shopping mall in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. That allows them to get in front of retail shoppers at a lower leasing cost. And get back in the mind of travelers. There's an interesting travel agency called Black Tomato, which started in London, started by 320-somethings a few years ago. It's not your mom and dad's travel agency. They specialize in high-end adventure travel and all kinds of things. They've expanded to the U.S. The U.S. is now their largest market. So we're seeing different niches, different strategies, many of them focused on luxury travel, where you have people spending a lot of money on trips. They're increasingly nervous about booking it themselves. It gets increasingly complicated. They don't want to make mistakes. And just like their taxes or their investments, there's a lot of money at stake here, and so they're willing to get some professional advice.
I'm speaking with Scott McCartney, the middle seat columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Scott, what is the average booking of a travel agency such as the Departure Lounge in Austin?
$10,000 is their average. I talked to one of their clients who actually booked through them. They booked for him a $500,000 Mediterranean cruise on a private yacht. But they'll do all kinds of things. They say they specialize in 4- and 5-star hotels. And it's interesting what they do with clients up front is have them sort of take a little computer quiz where they're asked to talk about some of their past travel and spending habits in a form of what hotels have you stayed in lately? And, well, if it's Holiday Inn and you know, some other mid-market to lower-market brands, they kind of know what your budget is. If it's Four Seasons, they know something else. If you're a Marriott regular, then they know what kind of traveler you are.
I imagine if you want to book some sort of exotic trip, it's harder to do online than it is with one of these new travel agencies.
I think it's a lot harder to do online, and there's, in many ways, a lot less choice. I spent a lot of attention focused on all the choice you now have with Airbnb and other sharing properties. You know, for a lot of people, what they want is the quaint little boutique hotel in the Italian village where you can, you know, kick back and really enjoy the countryside or that kind of thing. In luxury travel, these folks really are well-connected and well-educated. I went this summer to Virtuoso is a large luxury travel network. They have a convention in Las Vegas with something like 11,000 travel agents, and they also had 600 different vendors come, and it's like speed dating. And so you sit down and you talk business with a dozen hotels in Italy. A lot of these are hotels that don't book online. They only book through agencies. And with that, sometimes the agency actually gets perks, they have arrangements with the hotels that all of their clients get free breakfast or get an upgrade or things like that. And sometimes at much the same price, come out with a better deal, but a deal that you didn't find online and a deal that's vetted by a professional who has a relationship with these folks, has booked clients into them before. Is somebody you can call if things aren't right, and it's you know, a whole lot more comforting to a lot of people than relying on TripAdvisor reviews.
And I imagine the repeat business rate is much higher.
Yeah, it is. Departure Lounge says if you come in and meet with a travel advisor and do it in person, they have an 83% closure rate. If you only talk to them on the phone or by email, it's 40% and a lower rebooking rate.
Scott McCartney, middle seat columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Good to be with you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.